Critics say New York is inviting more bird strikes. UK investigators rule in the Vicky Cruz case. And as many as 200 Chinese commercial pilots may have bogus credentials. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, September 10th, 2010. A controversial trash transfer facility planned for construction right off the end of runway 31 at New York LaGuardia has been greenlighted by a panel of federal experts. Opponents, including local pilots, are warning of another situation like Flight 1549, but with no guarantee of the same result. The facility would be used to transfer garbage in sealed containers from trucks to barges, which transport it out to sea. But the pilots say sealed containers or not, the site will attract large flocks of birds. No less than Flight 1549 Captain Chesley Sullenberger has commented, quote, "It's just not a smart place to put it," unquote. We'll find out one way or the other. Construction is now underway. The UK's Aircraft Accident Investigation Board has published a final report on the tragic accident that claimed the life of IAC President and U.S. Aerobatic Team member Vicky Cruz a little over a year ago. The board examined both the wreckage of the leased Edge 540 and video of the flight's last moments and has concluded that a rudder pedal footplate, which had twice deformed in flight while in use by Cruz and another pilot, and was re-straightened both times but never replaced, could suggest a jammed rudder which precluded recovery from a downward snap roll. The board also saw evidence pointing to some sort of pilot incapacitation as a possible contributing factor. Get the full story with lots more detail in the text version of this story, dated September 10th, at aero-news.net. An investigation is underway in China to determine if pilots, mechanics, instructors, and other aviation personnel there are actually qualified to do their jobs. The move was triggered by the revelation that as many as 200 Chinese commercial pilots may have falsified their resumes in 2008 and 2009. The New York Times says reports coming out of China show that more than half the pilots found to have falsified their resumes worked for Shenzhen Airlines, an Embraer 190 belonging to Shenzhen's subsidiary Henan Airlines, was involved in an accident August 24th, in which 42 were killed and another 54 injured. The pilot of that plane brought it down well short of the runway while attempting a night landing in Yinchun, according to Chinese media. The Chinese government recently told individual airline executives they will be held personally responsible for accidents. Up next on ANN, PHI faces an emergency revocation of its operating certificate. The Terrafugia transition inches toward production. And was a flight attendant fired for talking to a TV reporter? You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 10th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has revoked the Air Agency Certificate of PHI, Phoenix Heliparts Incorporated of Mesa, Arizona. PHI must surrender its certificate to the FAA under terms of the emergency revocation. The FAA alleges that PHI mechanics failed to follow its repair station and or quality control manuals when repairing aircraft and used incorrect parts. The FAA also alleges that on at least four occasions, the company made intentionally false entries in aircraft maintenance records. PHI performed major restoration work on a damaged Hughes 369 helicopter for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, but the department retained another company to inspect the helicopter before returning it to service. That inspection allegedly turned up more than 30 airworthiness discrepancies. The FAA also alleges company employees deliberately falsified maintenance forms, including a return-to-service authorization, when more than 100 items had not been inspected, according to the company's quality control manual. The FAA says it offered PHI numerous opportunities to correct its problems after the August 27, 2008 inspection, but the company remains out of compliance. PHI can appeal the emergency nature of the revocation to the NTSB. Developers of the Terrafugia Transition Rotable Aircraft are making milestones toward low-rate production, which they say could start as soon as late 2011. The company has announced that, after evaluating several proposals, it has chosen Woburn, Massachusetts, as the site for a 19,000-square-foot manufacturing facility. Chief Operating Officer Anna Matrick-Dietrich predicts, quote, "We can get to positive net income and be self-sustaining in a relatively short time here. There are still many options to continue our growth in the future, but this move lets us lay a solid foundation for Terrafugia's future today. We're pleased to be able to set up low-volume production near our company's roots here in Massachusetts," unquote. The second-generation prototype of the Transition was unveiled at Oshkosh in July. The craft is expected to sell for $200,000 to $250,000 a copy, and the company says it has depositors who've each put $10,000 down. Production could bring as many as 50 skilled jobs to the Woburn area. Former Compass Airlines flight attendant Kirsten Arianejad says she was fired after she told a TV reporter she is on food stamps. Arianejad told the reporter that applying for government assistance was a horrible feeling. She said flight attendants should be paid a fair wage and not have to go on food stamps to feed their families. KARE Television says the company has declined to comment on what it called a personnel matter, but said its corporate procedures for termination of an employee were correctly followed. The Association of Flight Attendants is holding informational pickets around the country, protesting low wages. AFA spokesman Bill McGlashan said some flight attendant salaries are as low as $12,000 to $13,000 per year. Compass is currently in negotiations with the union. Still ahead, registration is open for TARC 2011. Ryanair wants to save money by eliminating first officers. And say hello to Georgia's newest helicopter, CFI. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Sirius Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, September 10th. I'm Paul Platt. It's already time to think about TARC 2011. Registration for the 2011 edition of the world's largest rocket competition, the Team America Rocketry Challenge, is open now through November 30th. Up to 750 student teams will be accepted from grades 7 through 12 from any U.S. school, homeschool, or nonprofit youth organization. The contest is sponsored by the Aerospace Industries Association, and the rules change slightly every year to discourage the recycling of previous work. For next year's competition, teams of 3 to 10 students will have to design and build a rocket that will climb to 750 feet with a raw egg payload and stay aloft for 40 to 45 seconds. The egg must then return to Earth unbroken. Get details at rocketcontest.org. You just know that with the incredible growth rate and the capabilities of unmanned aircraft, we'll one day ride in unmanned airliners. Michael O'Leary, who embraces controversy to promote his discount airline, Ryanair, thinks we could already be taking an intermediate step. O'Leary tells Bloomberg Businessweek that the co-pilot is not necessary on every flight. He suggested letting the computer fly the plane and cross-training a flight attendant to take the right seat in emergencies. Like his recent proposal to equip Ryanair's fleet with a standing section with overhead straps like a bus, the CEO's idea to do away with first officers is expected to provide brief amusement to the regulators who would have to okay such a move. And finally today, Sonny Perdue's return to NBAA 2010 as a keynote speaker will be his last as governor of Georgia. But when he steps down from his political office in January after two terms, he apparently has no plans to stop flying. The governor is an active 3,000-hour commercial pilot and added private helicopter to his ratings in 2008. Over the Labor Day weekend, he passed both his commercial helicopter and helicopter flight instructor check rides. He prepared by working with CFI Ron Carroll of Blue Ridge Helicopters in Lawrenceville, Georgia, flying in a Robinson R-44. Carroll says he expects the governor will be starting his helicopter instrument training soon, using Blue Ridge's Frasca simulator as a training aid. Of his instructor, Perdue says, quote, "Ron is a great instructor, and Blue Ridge is a respected aviation company that we are proud to have in Georgia," unquote. Sonny's time as governor has left him with an important qualification every CFI should have: a pension to live on. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org offers details on the FAA's proposed new hangar home policy. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.